In the name of Jesus, amen. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. To those dwelling in the land and the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Beloved household of our Heavenly Father, full of comfort are these words, are they not? Hear them again. Hear them anew. For the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. To those dwelling in the land and the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. At the core of our reason for existing, at the heart of our ground for living in hope, are these words. Full of comfort, both dear and familiar are they. But know this, consider also this. There is both an upside and also a potential downside to the familiar, to that which is all too comfortable. For all too easily, those for whom such words are familiar, because they are so familiar, because they are so comfortable, can be given to imagine that which is foreign to the same words, can be encouraged to forget the trouble that would have attended either a first hearing of such words in the days of Isaiah the prophet, or any subsequent hearing or recalling of the same, even in Jesus' day, can be encouraged then to be less than mindful of the trouble that continues to attend each and every hearing of these words, even today, even now, even with you, and with me. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are the citizens of this world. For the words of which we speak, whether familiar or not to the hearer, whether cherished and comfortable or not, have never been, weren't supposed to be, and therefore still are not easy words. Not now, not back then, not even now, especially perhaps now. For ours always has been, ours continues to be, an experience of these words, an experience then of the Godhead veiled, as the hymn declares it, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. That's right, veiled. Veiled then, in the end, unseen then, wrapped up in the everyday then, hidden then, is the everlasting, is the light of which we speak, is the kingdom, is our standing, is the spirit, is the body, is the blood, is the now. In with and under, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, in the midst of things visible, these things invisible, veiled in flesh, veiled in the everyday matters of life, lived in a world all too dark, all too corrupted, all too chaotic, all too defined by sickness and by death, by conflict, by failure, by tragedies one after the other. Of such is the kingdom now drawn near, the entirety of the everlasting veiled in the everyday. To forget as much, to forget these things, is at the very least, to be vulnerable. Vulnerable to the loss of a healthy and necessary appreciation for the trouble of life lived in the present evil age. In a world of matters both seen and unseen. Of the challenge of seeing that which cannot be seen. For no one has ever seen God, St. John reminds us. Vulnerable, then, are we to surprise, even stumbling, when the measurable seems to contradict the immeasurable, when the darkness seems all too real and the light does not. To forget is to be vulnerable. To remember is to be grounded, is to know the true power of the Christian person. The true power of a Christian life is to find in the hiddenness of the now matters no less real, no less powerful, no less life-altering, no less sustaining, no less empowering and preserving, is to know what one can reasonably expect in this world, is to know, in fact, why one lives in this world, is to long to see not just the portents, not just the signs, not just the now, is instead to cry out, "How long, O Lord?" Is to expect that his promised and final coming could be any day now, any time now, any moment now. Is to live life seizing upon each moment as if it were life's last moment, upon every opportunity as a thing precious, is to celebrate, is to hope, is to proclaim, is to earnestly await a day in which the hidden will finally be brought to light. Grounded in the conviction of the now are we, knowing sensibly what this does and does not connote for us, as one lives with eyes both seeing and unseeing, set on the hope of the not yet. You have multiplied the nation, O Lord. You have increased its joy, declares Isaiah. The peoples rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke, the staff, the rod, these you have broken as on the day of Midian. He has come. He comes. He will come again and soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.